Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a question that some people ask, and that is it permissible to visit the graves of the believers as well as, the graves of the leaders of religion, such as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and the Aima alayhi wa sallam, which is an act that the Shias do. It's a tradition that the Shias perform regularly, and if it is permissible, is there any indication regarding this permissibility in the Holy Quran or not, right? So this is a question, this is a little delicate question, because a lot of the followers and adherents of the other sects within Islam, other schools of thought within Islam, they consider this to be impermissible, a sin, a bid'at, an innovation in religion. In response to this question, we can say that we as followers and adherents of the school of thought of the Imams alayhi wasalam believe that yes, this is permissible, and there's nothing wrong with it. And there are hadiths, many hadiths from the Holy Prophet, the Aima alayhi wasalam, which indicate the permissibility of such an act. And usually, recourse is made to such hadiths to prove the permissibility of such an act. However, there are certain indications in the Holy Quran, in the verses of the Holy Quran, which would prove that, no, this is something permissible, and it's okay, there's nothing wrong with it, it's not a sin. One of the verses of the Holy Quran which kind of allude to this is the following verse. In the Surah Kahf, there's a story mentioned regarding the Ashabul Kahf, the companions of the cave, the sleepers of the cave, right? We don't want to mention the entire story. You probably are aware of it. But after these people died, a discussion is related in the Holy Quran regarding what is to be... A discussion is mentioned in the Holy Quran. A discussion occurred amongst people, right? About what to do with their dead bodies, what to do with their graves, right? After they die. Right, the Quran relates this, and we can use this verse of the Holy Quran to prove the permissibility of pilgrimage to the graves of the believers. The Quran says, "Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim." فَقَالُوا ابْنُوا عَلَيْهِمْ بُنْيَانًا رَبُّهُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِهِمْ. A party that we're discussing, a group of people that were conducting this debate, they said that let's just make a building over them, right? And so that they will always be hidden from the eyes of the people. God knows, better who they are, where they are. We don't need to construct any kind of edifice over them to remember them, and keep their story alive amongst the people. But another group said, no, this is wrong. قَالَ الَّذِينَ غَلَبُوا عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِمْ لَنَتَّخِذَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ مَسْجِدًا. Right? Another group, another party, they said, who are more aware of the secrets behind the story and the events that occurred with these people, and they realized that God bringing these people back to life was a miracle, right? And this miracle, their story, therefore, it should be remembered, right? It should always be remembered and kept alive in the eyes of the people. These people said, no, let's make a mosque over them. Let's build and construct a house of worship, close to their graves or over their graves, so that people, when they come to the mosque, they visit the graves of these people and they recount what happened, right? So their story will always be alive, right? Right. So from this, we can gather that, no. And God doesn't rebuke these people for making such a suggestion. This kind of indicates indirectly that God Almighty, He accepts such a thing, and it's permissible. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the permissibility of visiting the graves of the believers after their death. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.